gentlemen, avail yourselves. This is Cube Business.
Insert noise.
You impress me.
Thank you.
Well, I feel that the human race may well be in a state of neotoning. And that means simply that you take a tadpole that remains a tadpole and doesn't develop into a frog is in a state of neotony, or a salamander that never drops its gills and gets out of the water. And that we are stuck in this dimension of time.
It's time to evolve ideas.
The precondition for creativity is, I think, disequilibrium, what mathematicians now call chaos.
The experience of transcending time cannabis is a specific chemical for the receptor sites in the brain where the neurosomatic circuit is activated.
This notion of the artist as mystical journeyer, as one who goes into a world unseen by others.
You can begin to encounter what seem to be separate intelligences. They may be aspects of your own brain.
In the Invisible College, I have had contact experiences. I have seen a UFO very close. I have met with entities from other dimensions.
We're at the point now where we're going to have to evolve ideas. The reason the world's so fucked up is we're undergoing evolution. And the reason our institutions, our traditional religions are all crumbling is because they're no longer relevant. they're no longer relevant.
Phenomena can be induced which are so corrosive to the ideologies currently in place that their underpinnings are cut away, their validity is called into question, and their programs for social development and control are invalidated and destroyed.
Everything outside of it is your idea. I don't like your idea. Why don't you listen to my idea? involved with the idea. It's about territory, essentially. It's another territory.
Somewhere deep down inside me, where the special place is, inside, forever.
Insert noise here. is here. Rumor has it that our government was created solely to protect and enhance our rights. But why it was created and what it has become are three worlds apart. The entire infrastructure is compromised, corrupt, and ultimately bastardized. It seems like every time a new law is passed, its only reason to exist is to restrict our actions and confine the populace. They pass no hunger laws, no spitting laws, no cell phone laws, speed limits, public laws, legal age limits, public decency laws, and those books that are passed or something. Away in no smoking. They said you can't smoke within 50 feet of a door. And then they sold off entire no smoking neighborhoods. And don't even get me started on drug laws. Why, no matter what a punishable offense, but poison ivy grows freely. I've never gotten a rise from smoking a joint. The behavioral boundaries they are constructing around us are a precursor to complete mind control. If they control the way we act, limit our options, and tighten the noose, it stands to reason that our thinking patterns will attack that situation, and they will have our brains. They will have our loyalty, they will have the world under their thumb, and they will eat steak while we scramble for soylent crumbs. They want us to conform and shut up! They want to shave our heads and tattoo a SKU number on our necks. They want to suck our souls out through our assholes and force us to swallow the shit that spews out of their mouths. They want to leave me as a facsimile of you, and you the next poor bastard, and so on. They want to erase my personality and replace it with their ideology. They want to filter my Google crawls. They want to bleep my radio. They want to digitize tits and asses on television. They want to take all the beautiful things in the world and twist, chop, edit, dumb down, clean up, homogenize, and otherwise rape everything and anything that's different or dangerous or even slightly interesting. Any bit of information that might subvert what's been pummeled into your head in their eyes must be intercepted, leached out, confused, found, gagged, kicked in the nuts, and ass fucked from the front. There's one thing that I have not been and will not be plundered of. That thing is my voice, and it's nothing that can be taken for granted. Take advantage of it, or you will be taken advantage of. Don't become another zombie.
I met a little gypsy in a fortune telling place. I met a little gypsy in a fortune telling place. She read my mind, then she slapped my face.
Sidewalk, oh, I don't know. Might be dead. Does it ever occur to you to think, wow, maybe our system doesn't work? Wow. Maybe our system doesn't work. Maybe our system doesn't work.
Just like when you look for a higher meaning in this song.